This is a fairly new policy, so it hasn't been in place that long, and so we don't have a good track record of it. We have been meeting with managers as we go through this. There's no formal policy that says they make that decision. We present them with the information. This individual has been found, and we had to re-image their machine. And if they ask us, has it happened before, we can tell them yes. The thing to remember is when you have to re-image a PC, you're taking staff away from the IT directorate. More importantly, you're taking the ability of that individual to do their job. So managers are looking more and more at having us give them information on statistically how are we doing on malware.
When you talk about cost and time, when you said you re-image 25 to 30 PCs a month, you say it's not a lot when you look at the 15,000 plus PCs the census has. But if you think about it, how much time have you guys kind of quantified that?
Yeah, we have. I don't have the figures right off the top of my head. But because you have the individual who has to identify the malware. You have the individuals who have to go out and actually get the PC to re-image it. You have the lost time for productivity of the individual that loses their PC while they wait for a new PC, because we'll give them a new PC. But it is, we figured that out. Is it 100% accurate? It's a good estimate.
How do you see this going forward? Do you foresee more people, more managers taking this approach, saying, well, you really don't need internet, so we're just going to be more secure? Or is this going to be really only used with a kind of a light hand?
I don't foresee it being something that's abused. I think it's going to be used very cautiously because, let's face it, it's an internet world. It's an option, and it's a management option. It's not something we're advocating, but it's a management option. If somebody has been repeating that action, the manager needs to determine that. It's a risk-based decision, and it's not my call.
One of the things you mentioned was about the idea of improving the security, because you know Facebook's a reality, social network is a reality. You guys are improving, if you will, some of the security around it, looking at logs more regularly. Can you talk any more details around those steps that you're taking, and maybe how did you come to decide to take those specific steps versus other steps?
Security perspective, they're common sense. We do monitor inbound, outbound traffic. We do look at where people were as a forensics piece. So it's common sense what we're doing.
The other piece you mentioned was the web surfing guide. And what's the status of that? When's that going to come out? What's that really going to talk about?
What we're trying to do is a couple of things. One, it's based on things that we're seeing. Like I said, what they should worry about when they're going to Facebook, what they're worrying about, what they should worry about for when they're going on the web and doing their business or surfing. So we're kind of writing it from a perspective of what we're seeing at the Census Bureau. The guy that's writing it for me, on my staff has other duties. He's just about done with the first draft, and then we're going to work with our local, with our other offices in IT. We're going to vet it. The goal would be to give it out to new employees when they come in for orientation. My office already gives them a security orientation briefing as part of their in-processing, and then have that available to give out as we need to throughout the year.
Is this modeled after anything? Is this something that you guys have just kind of came up with on your own?
It's not modeled after anything. It's modeled after the fact that we determined that there was a need to try and give something to somebody that they could have at their desk and that we could give them when they come in. Kind of a simple, you're at the Census Bureau, this is what you should think about.